This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On your mind. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We'll be live from the Bismarck Mandan Elks coming up on Thursday, November 7th. The Military Veterans Appreciation Complimentary Meal. For our Cape Ire listeners, we'll have all that ticket information coming up with Steve Schwann, my guest, coming up later on this afternoon, but tickets are limited, and they'll be going out the door starting today. More info to come. Free ticket for just showing your proof of service. You and the guests get a free meal Thursday, November 7th. What's in Your Mind will be live from the Elks with Schwann at BuickGMC.com. Todd Mitchell and Kevin Flynn, and in for Scott Hennon, who's off to go to the East Coast and see if he can flip Yale over those who... Although I do like the Republicans having that barbecue in there right outside. What was that, Kevin? What was that again? What was going on there that they had the barbecue?
Oh, it was like a pig roast or something. Meanwhile, there was a bunch of like PETA people or something. Yeah, there, so the campus Republicans were doing a pig roast or something.
Isn't that awesome?
That is awesome. That's awesome. That is great.
I would be all over that.
Yeah, that is great.
Anytime somebody in Bismarck does something like that, let me know. I'll be there. I'll take the show there. Daryl Lee's from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Daryl's racing pigs and stuff.
That'd be me.
Is you.
Well, I'm sitting in for Scott today, and thanks to everyone for the opportunity again to talk a little bit about agriculture and what's going on and what's on people's minds today, maybe hot topics that might be out there and going on. And before we get to our next guest here, we got a caller that had called in prior to the break, and now I see he's calling back in here again. We got Nate from Fargo wants to say something about Burgum. Nate, are you with us?
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, I would like to take a little stab at the Governor Burgum support deal. I support the governor. My great-uncle was governor of North Dakota, Art Link. And they have a lot of the same views when it comes to education, pre-K. My great-uncle also had higher education goals as well in his governancy. And one thing about Doug Burgum is I like how, you know, I didn't like it before, but I like how he put the facelift in downtown Fargo. He's put buildings down there and the facelift up and down Broadway that is going to remain with us for 20, 50 years, and we can look back on that being a huge achievement for Fargo through our governor. And how can you not support that?
All right. There's a positive phone call. So you support his reelection bid fully, I understand.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Nate. We did have a text in on this. A texter said, music to my ears when I heard our governor is running again. He and First Lady do so much good for our fine state. So, so far we've had two replies to our should Governor Burgum be reelected again. Do you support that? Yes or no? And the reasons behind it.
I had the First Lady on the other day on my show in the afternoon, and I did really compliment her. You have to compliment her on how she's really taken her addiction story to the forefront to help.
Oh, she's amazing.
She's just
lovely inside and out.
And, you know, plenty of First Ladies could say, you know, look, it's, you know, he's governor. I'm not going to get involved. And no, it's too painful for me to. But she's taken that, flipped it around, and really done very well with that. And that's amazing because it's not everybody that can do that. I mean, that's got to be at times very painful. It's got to be good when you see people helped.
Right.
It's
going
to ease doing that.
Well, she's on a mission.
Right.
Yeah. But that's as much as she is on a mission, she is. But as much as she is, that's got to be tough, at least in those initial steps out there, to put yourself out there like that.
I would imagine. I would imagine every time she talks about it, there's a that butterfly effect in her.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
Am I doing the right thing? Am I? You
well,
know,
that you've got to flash back at a moment and remember some moment back in time when you were the addict at your worst. You've got to still have some vivid memory.
And it's
there.
The part we want to try and forget, but she's using that and bringing that memory back every time to use it as a positive forward. Which brings us into our next guest, by the way. What a lead up there, Todd. To our next, on the phone with us now and going to join us here for all of our listeners is Josie Rudolphy, PhD and assistant professor of agriculture safety and health in the Department of Agriculture and Biological Engineering of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Josie, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
You know, Josie, we had you up and speak to our winter conference, our NDFB winter conference, and, you know, people were really excited to hear your viewpoints and hear your suggestions and hear things that you had to say about how do you handle these stresses and how do you, you know, some of the tough decisions that people may be facing. And I think you're aware of the extra struggles, obviously, for commodity price-wise in agriculture, but I think you're aware of what we're facing up here and did face this fall as far as getting those crops in, getting the livestock feed put up and all that. And what are your first words that you say to someone that's facing these extreme challenges?
Well, that's a good question. I think my first words would be, you know, we are here for you. You have somebody, you know, whether that's a friend or a family member, somebody in the ag community, like somebody is here to help, and it might be me. People can reach out to me at any time. I'm happy to listen, but and I would say you're not alone. And I think a lot of people get frustrated by, you know, hearing people say, oh, it could be worse, or, yeah, I'm going through the same thing. But I think it's an opportunity for the ag community to come together and admit that we are all having a really tough, I want to say a tough year, but the reality is it's been a really tough several years. And so sort of coming together as a community and saying, you know, you are not alone, and we are here for you.
Well, and I think that's the important thing. And our governor up here, Governor Burgum, and our ag commissioner, Doug Goren, did some town halls, and some of the most critically hit with the past winter weather here that we had untraditionally early on top of already wet conditions. And I think that's one thing that they did a good job of from what I'm hearing from people that were there. They were saying they'd come to an issue and they'd ask, show of hands, how many people are facing that issue? Then they'd say, look around, folks. You're not alone. Mm-hmm. You're not on an island.
Right. And I think that we start to feel very isolated and like it's only us. And agriculture is competitive. Unfortunately, it's quite competitive right now. And so realizing that we are still a community, a lot of us are facing the same struggles today. It's really an opportunity to come together and have some really honest conversations that aren't always easy to have.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, people want to try and push those negatives out of their memory. The fact is we can't ever push them out of our memory. And we have to deal with them. And everyone deals with them differently, obviously. There's different levels of tolerance for stress, and there's different, you know, but everyone has to have a way to deal with them. So what are, you know, other than, you know, realizing you're not on an island, that people are there for you, what are some ways or other suggestions how people can deal with some of this stress or how they can go about, you know, if they're not a real open person to begin with and they're kind of, you know, like to keep things to themselves, what are some suggestions for folks just to kind of start to break that ice to work through these stresses?
Absolutely. I think in agriculture, we're a real independent group of people. So we like the idea of managing things on our own, right? And I think chronic stress, we know that there's a relationship between chronic stress and things like anxiety and depression, and substance abuse, and we get very concerned when we start to think about going down that path and how do we help people who are certainly on the fringes of our communities. And so from a perspective of trying to cure, quote-unquote, some of this on our own, I like to offer four really simple, I think, kind of suggestions. They're evidence-based practices for helping to reduce stress, and practice a little bit of gratitude and mindfulness. And I use the acronym HERD, H-E-R-D. because I think it's relevant to North Dakota. I think it's relevant to most agricultural communities. But it stands for hobbies, exercise, relaxation, and diversion. So that's the H-E-R-D. And I have a lot of fun conversations trying to talk to farmers about exercise because they're like, do you think I'm going to go into CrossFit? And I'm like, absolutely not. But exercise is something that can be really low cost. It can be really casual. I know people who have started to walk beans instead of taking the four-wheeler out into the beans. People who just started evening walk with their spouse or some family members. I know people who have started just sort of pick up basketball games, and someone pours a new concrete in a shop and they throw in a basketball hoop, and you kind of have now a community rec center. So, I throw out what I call these four sort of evidence-based practices, and I get a lot of pushback, but I think it's a really interesting opportunity for the ag community to be innovative and think about right. how they might start to.
Hey, Josie, we've got to come up against a break here. Can we pick you up on the other side of the break? Are you able to stay with us?
Yeah, of course.
All right. We'll be back right after the break. This is What's on Your Mind. Daryl Lee sitting in for Scott Hennen. Join us in just a couple minutes.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Carlson Ethanol Plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
You've heard about concrete's strength, but what about safety? If you're not building with concrete, you're playing with fire. Concrete can withstand temperatures over 1,000 degrees. How about wind? Concrete is held up in winds as strong as tornadoes and hurricanes. Even the new shining beacon of strength at One World Trade Center, New York City, has concrete at its core. Materials matter. To build for safety, build with strength. Learn more at ndconcrete.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mudjacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and a quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking. The practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
This is What's on Your Mind, Daryl Leeson for Scott Hennen, Thursday edition, 24th of October already. We are just going to drop this in here. 2 months from tonight is when Santa's going to fly. I want to make sure you're prepared for that.
Oh, my gosh.
Something you might want to get for the stocking stuffer. How about a MyPillow? There's a special going on right now. It's a patented pillow, MyPillow, patented pillow. I was skeptical. I got to be honest. I was going to get the thing. I thought, it's a pillow. Come on. but it works. I'm telling you. This patented fill, when you fluff your pillow, you know, or you get it where you like it, it doesn't move. It stays there. Okay? You get to sleep faster. You stay there longer. It's customized to fit you. Several fill levels, which ensures you get the exact pillow you need to get the best sleep. Made in the USA, right in Minnesota. MyPillow, great birthday, graduation, wedding, or Christmas gift. Go to MyPillow.com. Call 800-506-9028 now.
You know,
here's the promo code, Scott.
Been talking about those MyPillow towels.
Yeah, they get those coming, too.
Mine came.
MyPillow towels?
Uh-huh.
Where have I been? I haven't heard that.
They're brand new. They're just coming.
Wow.
Well, they've got the mattress stopper.
I'm going to get in my stocking that Christmas. So.
I tell people, North Dakota is the place that stays in business thanks to Santa and all those naughty kids that get coal, you know, coal country.
That's right.
So we keep that place in business up there.
That's right.
Mattress toppers, pet pillows, cushions to sit on, even sheets and now towels.
Yeah, why would you just take care of your head and then tell the rest of your body, you don't matter. Take care of your whole body. Get the mattress topper.
There you go.
Exactly.
There you go. Well, this is Daryl Lee sitting in for Scott Hennin. It's What's on Your Mind, and join us continuing our conversation with Josie Rudolphy, an assistant professor of agriculture safety and health from the Department of Agriculture and Biological Engineering at the University of Illinois. Josie, you were talking about your herd thing, and you talked about the exercise part. Obviously, there's other parts to that, the hobbies, relaxation, and diversion. What are your suggestions for people to kind of address some of those things?
That's a really good question. So it's hard to tell a farmer to relax, right? No one wants to be told to relax. But I think it's really important that we as a community start to recognize the value in getting away and relaxing. And so I think I was in North Dakota. I presented last year, and I asked, you know, what would someone say if you said, I'm taking a vacation? And somebody chimed in and said, someone would respond with, oh, that must be nice. I wish I could afford that. And I think that's very true in a lot of ag communities, is that no one's really encouraged to get away. And I think we need to change that mindset a little bit. And the next time your family is pestering you for a vacation, you know, give into it if you can. And it doesn't have to be lavish, but just try to get away from the farm, even if it's overnight. Just to get some relaxation in, get your mind in a new place. And then we as a community need to, the next time someone says, I'm taking a vacation, we need to respond with, hey, that sounds great. Like, show me photos when you get back, right? Let me know how it was. To be really supportive of some of these strategies, I think, is really important.
Well, and that's, you know, that is, you know, you get this, people start to label people as, oh, wow, they've got it easy. They're going on a vacation. And there's times that you do need to get away from that everyday grind. And everyone has a different ability, a different level of the type of vacation they can take. Like you said, even if it's only for a night, just to get away, spend it with the family, whatever. You know, I hope my wife's not listening right now, because we have not done a real good job of that over the 25 years that we've been married. But because it's tough. I mean, it's tough to get away, tough to leave your responsibilities. And the other thing is when you're a young family coming up, you're trying to just, you know, hold together financially and all that. But that, if you're not healthy, you're not making right decisions along the way for your business neither.
Absolutely. I think we talk a lot about, you know, farmers doing right by their land and by their livestock. And they, you know, those are often, the health of those two are incredibly important. And we talk about that being part of the equation for sustainability. But I think human health is also very important when we talk about agricultural sustainability and making sure that our farmers are healthy, both physically and mentally, because without that, we don't have this industry.
Yeah, it's very, very true. So the diversion. What can be simple diversions or simple things there to look at?
Right. So thankfully, we live in a world that is full of diversion, right? Because almost all of us have a cell phone or a smartphone in our hands. And diversion can be, you know, when you are feeling so stressed and you just feel like everything is piling up, simple diversions just mean distracting yourself. And so I encourage, some people don't encourage it, but I would say if it means a 20-minute YouTube or Netflix episode, do it, right? If it's 20 minutes of music, if it's 20 minutes of talking to somebody else. You know, sometimes when I'm at my most stressed, I call my friend and I ask, how are you? I don't let us talk about me for a while. I just need to get my mind in a different think space. And so it can be really simple. It's as simple as changing tasks on a farm. You know, if something's frustrating you or you are just feeling overwhelmed by the books right now, hey, go outside and fix the mailbox, because something as simple as that is a lot of times pretty effective.
Well, and that's the, you know, that's the thing. I mean, it's and there's multi-layer of stresses right now in agriculture. Obviously, cash flow, money, them are always big stressors when they happen, you know. But on top of that now, it's, you know, farmers and ranchers, it's in their blood to grow things, to harvest things, reap that reward. And that stressor alone, regardless of the income, that stressor of not being able to reap what they have sown, so to speak, and what they have grown and they have worked so hard for is a whole different level of stress than just the strict monetary thing. And people that have never done it don't understand that just that sense of worth that farmers and ranchers get from the success of bringing in that crop or bringing in that calf crop or that corn crop or that sugar beet crop, whatever it may be, that's a sense of accomplishment that is beyond what can be explained to someone that doesn't do it. So when you talk to people, Josie, how do you work through some of that? I mean, that beyond the monetary things, it's that stressor of not getting what you've sown.
Oh, absolutely, and you're right in that it's not well understood by people outside of our community. I think one thing I try, in most other occupations, you get a raise almost every year. Right. And that could be very small, or you might get a bonus. And we don't work in a world of annual raises and bonuses necessarily. And so trying to remind farmers, especially, that there is a lot about this occupation that is completely out of their control. And it comes back to a lot of people relate that to kind of the serenity prayer, right? There are things in this that I cannot control. So give me the strength to control what I can. And so we talk about, honestly, making lists, like what are the things that you have absolutely no control of? And as much as we want to worry and fret about that, we have to try to let that go and think about what you do have control over. And that list feels short sometimes, but realizing that there are sort of two categories here gives some people a little bit of power back.
Absolutely.
Categorizing.
Absolutely.
That.
Well, Josie, I tell you what, that's some very good insight. Keep up the good work of working with the farming and ranching community out there to handle these stresses and help make decisions and just to let them know they're not alone. And we appreciate you, and we're coming up against the break, and we'll be back right after the break. It's What's on Your Mind. This is Daryl Lee sitting in for Scott Hennen.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on northern Syria, where Turkey had launched an invasion about a week ago. Well, things are improving, according to the NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, talking to reporters as a NATO meeting begins in Brussels.
I'm encouraged by the fact that over the last days we have seen a significant reduction in violence, in fighting.
That Turkish invasion happening after President Trump agrees to pull U.S. troops out of the region. Pentagon Chief Mark Esper is also at that NATO meeting, and he blames Turkey.
Turkey put us all in a very terrible situation. I mean, I think the incursion was unwarranted.
The late Maryland Democratic Representative Elijah Cummings is being honored at this hour at the U.S. Capitol, where he's been lying in state. A ceremony getting underway featuring remarks from prominent lawmakers. And this is USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Bring your deboned ear to Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats at their Moffitt plant, and you're guaranteed to get your own deer back. Call the store, 701-751-0319 with any questions. Remember, Schweitzer's makes all kinds of steaks, jerky, summer sausage, deer bacon, of course, the best country-style sausage in the area. Say you heard on What's on Your Mind. As for the Scott Hennen deal, you will get a discount. Stop at the store for that, 625 South Washington Street, Bismarck, and your deboned deer at their Moffitt plant, Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats, 701-751-0319. Proud sponsor of What's on Your Mind.
Also brought to you by our friends at North Dakota Concrete. You've heard about concrete strength. You know, take a look at the safety. If you're not building with concrete, you're playing with fire. United Labs learned that inferior building products means greater risk of fire. Concrete can withstand temperatures over 1,000 degrees. I think about my buddy who lives down in southern Florida, and he built a new house that's hurricane-proof. I'll give you one guess what he built it out of. Concrete, yeah. If you want to learn more, go to ndconcrete.com. Got questions, you can also find local concrete contractors at ndconcrete.com. Well, last hour we heard the first part of the conversation Scott had with North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum announcing his reelection campaign. And second part of the conversation, Scott asked him just what's the biggest surprise so far as governor or lieutenant governor in the job so far, the greatest surprise he's run into?
When I talk to other governors about the first day in office and you're comparing notes with other folks around the country stepping into office and having 8 to 10,000 people camping illegally on federal ground, protesting with the former federal administration effectively giving them tacit, support, 675 guardsmen already called out and the potential for, real violence that could have, hurt, all of our citizens, whether those were, tribal members or ranchers in Morton County. I mean, we had a very dire situation that we inherited. And on top of that, we were, we had a shortfall of $1.7 billion that we were staring at. That was, again, quite a first day in office. But I think, again, using the approaches that we've used, which is, bring humility to never think that we've got the right answer, the curiosity to really sit down and listen, be present with people and really listen and hear what they have to say, the hard work ethic we have to keep working till we find solutions, the courage to try, things that are different and the gratitude that we bring every day to do this job. I mean, bringing those values, is what helped us get through that. And then 76 days later, peacefully resolve what could have been a huge crisis. And then from there, it was a springboard. Another thing where we've made great progress on is engaging, our tribes in North Dakota. I mean, these are sovereign nations. We share geography with them. They're enrolled members. They've got a set of rights that have been bestowed by the federal government. They're also all North Dakota citizens, and we've created an environment where we can work together on the things that we share. Because I think with our tribal partners, everybody wants better opportunities for their kids. Everybody wants an addiction-free life. Everybody wants great schools and great highways and safety in their neighborhoods. And so we have more in common than we do have in differences. And working with that, but I'd say that was call it a surprise, because as the date of our swearing in approached, we understood the situation, what we're getting into. But that's something that most new governors, lieutenant governors, and first ladies don't have to deal with. But every challenge is also an opportunity, and we've used it as an opportunity to, I think, build some of the best relations the state's had with the tribe in decades.
And that ties into my last question on energy and the importance of that. You have the oil and gas industry that is responsible for half of the taxes paid in the state of North Dakota. You had, in the case you mentioned, a situation where Native American activist groups, mostly from around the country, came in and wanted literally the argument to be one of keep it in the ground. Don't use this oil. Keep it in the ground, paying half the income of the state. Now you have an opportunity to optimize the Dakota Access Pipeline that was the spark for that, where you will double the capacity for just that one pipeline to carry oil to market that's helped to fuel that. How do you continue to balance that? Do you think you've successfully maneuvered the dialogue with Native Americans that, for instance, on November 13th, when this hearing is held by the PSC, you don't have the level of contention you did with previous permits and previous disputes over that particular pipeline? What do you anticipate happening?
Well, the key message that we want to, keep driving is that there's a debate going on, and it's not really driven by solely Native Americans who are also North Dakota residents. I mean, there's a debate in the world about the role of energy and which energy sources are better for the planet. There's lots of groups for lots of reasons have got a desire to, try to push us, towards certain energy sources and away from others. And, my view on this whole thing is that if anybody's ever had an opportunity to, go to China or India as I have, if you see the number of the kind of energy and how they're producing at the level of air pollution that's going on in other parts of the country, the United States produces energy cleaner and better and more efficiently and safer than anyone else. The energy production that we've got going on in our nation right now has completely changed the whole geopolitical landscape. For the first time in the history of the United States, we're in a spot where we can actually be selling energy to our friends and allies as opposed to buying it from our neighbors. I mean, so if you care about the environment, then you should want to have all the energy in the world produced in the United States, because we're doing it with less impact and cleaner air, cleaner water, everything than anybody else in the world. I mean, the U.S. leads, and now for the first time, the U.S. has got an opportunity to actually become the world's largest exporter. And all the many policies that were developed even a decade ago were predicated on the U.S. running out of energy. Other policies might have been predicated, when I was in high school, they're going to run out of food. But here we are because of the innovative entrepreneurs that we've got, both in energy and agriculture. North Dakota is at the center part of this revolution. And, we're in a world where you could have a swarm of drones attack the largest oil refinery in the world in Saudi Arabia, 5% of the world's refining capacity, and the price at the pump in the United States does not even move. Where could you have a situation where, our president could put sanctions on a bad actor like Iran and then not have it spike the price of oil? That only happens in a world where we've just not only got, energy independence and energy security, where we've become energy dominant, because that allows us as a country to really, drive and set the policy and debate. And when we're in charge, then the environment also wins. And so if you care about the environment, you should care about the U.S. being an energy leader. And in terms of the production in the U.S., we have to build, pipeline infrastructure. There's 38,000 river crossings for pipelines in the United States. Some of the best ones in the country are here in North Dakota, but I do worry about the ones that are 50 years old. I don't worry about the new ones, and that's why we're investing R&D in pipeline research to figure out all the most innovative ways, because we can set a goal for ourselves. It doesn't have to be either or. It can be and. And in a world of abundance, in a world of technology, you know, we can have set the same standards for pipelines to say we're going to have, you know, aspire to have zero spills, just like we aspire to have zero people die in you know, airline crashes. And people said that was impossible. And the United States of America has had one death on a commercial airline flight in the last 9 years. And people said that would never happen. It's why we launched, you know, Vision Zero for our highways, because we think we can get to zero auto deaths. I mean, this is not, we're not living anymore in a world of war. When you're living in a world of abundance driven by innovation, you can have and versus or. And the place to demonstrate that is right here in North Dakota. And the safest, most efficient way to get product, you know, out of here is by pipeline. And but we also got to continue to attract capital so that we continue to do more value-added to ag, more value-added energy right here in North Dakota. And with that, you know, create, you know, great communities, great employment opportunities, and at the same time, making sure that we're, you know, maintaining our lead as the, you know, number one clean air, clean water state in the nation, because we're all on that. We're all on the clean water, clean air team because we live here.
There you go. Scott Hennis' conversation earlier today with North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum on his reelection plans. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. If you'd like to weigh in on anything the governor had to say, we'd love to hear it.
All right. Well, this is Daryl Lease sitting in for Scott Hennin. You know, the interview, the only one-on-one interview that the governor is going to do regarding his re-election announcement today. So you heard it right here. You heard it right here on What's on Your Mind, you know? I mean, that's a pretty good connection there. There is one thing, though, that I would like to say that I think Governor Burgum needs to improve upon in his next and leading up to his election even. And that is probably some of his accessibility. We've enjoyed pretty good accessibility from NDFB, but I hear from a lot of other ag organizations and that to get a meeting with him is tough. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, and I would like even a little more. Now, I've got his personal cell phone number. Him and I message back and forth quite a bit. But there's nothing like that face-to-face meeting really getting down to that, you know, the nuts and bolts and brass tacks of an issue. So that's one area I would like to see some improvement on. And that's because I'm hearing it from people out there, too. I'm hearing it from our members. Why aren't we seeing more, you know, releases of meetings that you've had with the governor? And other organizations are saying, man, how did you get a meeting with the governor? We couldn't, you know. So I think that's an improvement. All of us have ways we can improve. And I'm not being overly critical.
Do you?
Yes. Yes, I can. Yeah. I can become more like Todd, the radio god. And so I think that's one thing there. Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. But I mean,
you get some standards.
Yeah,
I'm thinking that.
Yeah.
Right.
So I mean, but I got to tell you what his outreach that he did this week in the ag communities and these communities that are being affected by the amount of water that's out there now. You know, kudos, good on him. I'm glad he did it. But we've got a caller here. We got Dean on the line. Wants to talk about agriculture. Dean, are you with us?
Hey, Daryl, how are you? This is Dean up in Rendell County in northern North Dakota here. How are you?
Dean, I'm doing well. How are things up in your neck of the woods today?
Well, we're not as dire as it is in other parts of the state. We didn't get as much snow as everybody else, so we are trying to get something accomplished up here. It is very wet. People are getting combines stuck. We're doing the best we can. Crop insurance is, I don't know if they're going to make us combine this worthless crop with what we've got to work with. It's going to be cost us more money yet. You know, that's the problem.
That's some of the things that people don't realize neither is that there's got to be big expense put in to maybe not a lot to gain on the outside of this deal.
Right, yeah. And I guess real quick note, the things that are killing us the worst right now are our crop input. Chemical fertilizer,
right?
Seed and
right. We got to go to a break here, Dean. I hate to cut you off, but we'll talk about this. I'll bring it up on the other side of the break. This is Daryl Lee sitting in for Scott Hennen. We'll be back.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
North Dakota's number one hot tub, Hot Spring, for a reason. Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Hot Spring that much better?
It's the absolute best ownership experience. For 43 years, we've been doing three things better than anybody else, and it's better massage, better water, better energy, and those are the things that really determine if you're going to use this product a lot or not at all. And we want you to use these products because of the wellness aspect, and you're better, where you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. You should want to use it too, and we're making it easy right now to get into a Hot Spring hot tub with easy financing, 5 years, no interest, no payments, and don't make your first payment until 2020.
What a deal that is, and I know we love it. 20 minutes a night, absolutely a game changer, a great addition to just your overall life, to be able to have a little time to decompress for the day. It's fantastic. You'll love it, too. Hot Spring Spa and Pool Tables, too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? About 11 in front of the top of the hour. Hey, tomorrow, a couple of reminders for you. Tomorrow, our guest host, Steve Hallstrom, is going to be sitting in for Scott Hennen live at Pucklich in Valley City tomorrow. They've got their big fight against cancer going on. Every October, they hold this Why Pink event, make their showroom pink, and set a donation goal, local nonprofit cancer organizations that get the money. So Steve Hallstrom live there tomorrow. What's on your mind? Live in Valley City at Pucklich. Also want to remind you of the Fall Festival coming. Watford City, they got a full day of fun happening coming up on the, it's the Rough Rider Center 2019 annual Fall Festival on the 26th, this Saturday, running from 11 till 4. You do snow, a strawberry maze, a carnival games. You got a cake pop walk, photo booths, pumpkin painting, all that face painting, lots of concessions. $5 a head, ages 2 and under, get in free. The Rough Rider Center, 2019 Annual Fall Festival, this Saturday, 11 to 4 in Watford City. It's What's on Your Mind.
Yes.
Brought yes. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
You sort of stopped. I was going to jump right in. One of our broad sponsors is the Coalition for Secure Energy Future, the marketing arm of the Lignite Energy Council, North Dakota's 7 lignite-based power plants, the Great Plains Synfuels plant, and the 5 active surface mines. Provide more than 2 million people with affordable, reliable, and increasingly clean electricity, synthetic natural gas, and fertilizer. North Dakota's lignite industry provides good-paying jobs to more than 14,000 North Dakotans and keeps the lights on for more than 2 million families in the upper Midwest. The industry represents an $18 billion investment of the state. From the dragon line to the electric line is the theme of the lignite industry, where our power plants are located right next to an 800-year supply of low-cost lignite. We can keep your home comfortable in the summer and winter with reliable and affordable electricity. Learn more at SecureEnergyFuture.com. Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, and in for Scott Hennon from the North Dakota Farm Bureau and the guy with those racing pigs at the fair every year. It's Darrell Lees.
Well, it's good to be here. I'm going to jump right in here and I've got to say, before I go back to Dean, we're going to bring Dean back on because he was going to make a valid point about inputs in agriculture. But for those of you that are out there, and let's say someone has an off-farm job out there, or anyone that's needing this help, people might not be aware of this, but if you have employee benefits, a lot of the major employees out there, even some of the more minor employers out there, will have an EAP, an employee assistance program that's free for you. They'll bring someone in for you to visit with, to work through the issues you're having, to talk to. So check out if you have an EAP. If you have a job in town off of the farm, one of you do, check that out to see if you have an EAP. I got that information from one of our good members, good friends this morning, and so I wanted to make sure we got that out there. Check out. You probably have some help that your employer offers to you. The EAP, the Employee Assistance Program. Back to Dean, up there along the border of Canada. Dean, you were talking about the inputs being one of the most severe challenges that we face right now in agriculture.
It is. The inputs are astronomical. The money we put into this crop, and then especially this year, investing all this money into this crop, especially the wheat and durum, and put all the fungicides and chemicals and fertilizers on, we're not even going to be close to recoup that. Even if, you know, the crop insurance will make you break even at best, and that doesn't include your machinery costs and all your other stuff you have involved with this. And these chemical and fertilizer and seed companies, they got to realize that if we're done, they're done. I mean, we're their bread and butter, and they're going to have to start dropping the prices of the products for our inputs. It's terrible. And
yeah,
if we don't get a crop in next spring, if we do get one, very little fertilizer if any is going to get applied this fall. I don't see up in this area nothing. And I know down where it's really, really wet, nothing. So what are the prices going to be next spring? They're going to skyrocket. Fertilizer prices are going to go through the roof.
Heavy demand in a short time seems to do that. That's the excuse they use anyway. Yep.
Yeah.
The heavy demand in a short time.
Yeah. This year, the minute we got done seeding, they dropped the price of fertilizer $100 a ton. The minute we were done. They said, we got too much fertilizer out here now. So we're dropped. Well, what are you going to do after you're done seeding? You know, here you are. You already paid for it. So
these
people got to work with us. And
yep.
Like I said, that's a big deal, and I know we only got a couple inches of snow up here. We've had 15 inches of rain since August. I mean, we're wet, and getting the crop in next year might be a battle. I mean, if we get a lot of snow, but a lot
that's going
to
be the challenge.
Now a lot of guys are waiting till freeze up now to try and get some of these rest of these crops off because I've seen pictures of stuck combines, and it's not
right.
Pretty. It's
right.
Not. But anyway, Darrell,
all right.
Thanks for being on today. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you, Dean.
Take you down the road here. You bet.
All right. Sounds good.
Bye.
Well, we're going to go to another guy that's an issue out there for costs, and that's property taxes. Brent from Jamestown, are you with us?
Yep, I am. And I think that's one thing that Bergen should look at to get reelected is what's he going to do to help us out? You know, we get these tax cuts on various occasions, but then it's all eaten up by the local taxes. And I think they just think, well, people have a little bit more money to spend, so your mill levies go up. And, you know, where's all the money coming, you know, for the schools from the lottery and from the oil money? Because our property taxes keep going up for those reasons, but it's getting hard to keep your house.
Yep.
People have to sell, and we get no break.
Great. That's right. Well, thanks for the call, Brent. You know, a lot of things addressed today on this, you know, and hopefully we were able to put some lines out there of things that people can do to help manage stress and deal with some of these tough decisions. And check out that EAP, Employee Assistance Program, at your place of employment.
And eat more bacon.
All right.
There you go.
Have a great day, guys.
Everyone have a great day.
Hallstrom's live at Pucklich in Valley City tomorrow.
Pucklich Chevy Buick GMC is proud to join the fight against cancer. Each October, they hold the Why Pink event, and this year's goal is $5,000 for the Sanford Roger Maris Cancer Center. They're donating $100 for every vehicle sold, and will host the second annual Spook Out Cancer event Friday, October 25th at the dealership in Valley City from 4 to 6:30 p.m. There will be games, food, and your chance to win a remote starter. Help us reach the goal of $5,000 because nobody fights cancer alone.
You've heard about concrete's strength, but what about safety? If you're not building with concrete, you're playing with fire. Concrete can withstand temperatures over 1,000 degrees. How about wind? Concrete is held up in winds as strong as tornadoes and hurricanes. Even the new shining beacon of strength at One World Trade Center, New York City, has concrete at its core. Materials matter. To build for safety, build with strength. Learn more at ndconcrete.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.